This episode of the Creepy Kingdom podcast is being brought to you by Beyond the Poison Apple. They create handcrafted Disney villain and Haunted Mansion inspired items. And let me tell you guys, their stuff is incredible. From vintage bottle recreations to altered book creations to hand-painted woodworks and handcrafted jewelry. If you'd like the dark, creepy Disney stuff, Beyond the Poison Apple has it for you. How good is their stuff? Well, Disney themselves actually bought some of her vintage bottle recreations to use in the Conjure a Villain attraction that used to be at Disneyland a few years ago. Absolutely incredible stuff. Not only do they sponsor Creepy Kingdom, they are also a sponsor of the Foolish Mortals documentary that we are creating. You can get 10% off during the month of September 2016 by using the coupon code CREEPY. So check them out at etsy.com/shop/beyondthepoisonapple. That's etsy.com/shop/beyondthepoisonapple.
Monster Movie Media presents
Welcome to episode 99 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney theme parks and films. And that's probably the last time I'm going to say that tagline, because we are about to embark on a journey to cover things not just within the creepy Disney realm, but also creepiness out there beyond Disney. Well, coming up in this episode, episode 99, myself and Creepy Kingdom contributor Little Nikki go for a ride on the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland, USA. The last night before it closed for a few weeks to prepare for the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay. Ironically, on the day that this episode is released, September 9th, 2016, Haunted Mansion Holiday is now open. So be sure to check our social media for coverage of that. So without any further ado, let's begin.
August 21st, 2016, and I'm joined by Little Nikki.
Hola!
And we are currently at the steps of the Haunted Mansion, Disneyland, USA. And this is the last day this year that it will be in its original state. So Nikki had this tradition that on the last day before Jack comes, that what's how many times do you need to ride?
13.
So I don't know if we're going to get 13 in tonight. I don't know.
Stupid work.
It's 10:30, and park closes at midnight. I've been on it twice, and you've been on it once. Are you marking?
Yeah.
Okay. So on this trip, you guys are going to come with us. So let's enter it in. There's no Pokemon in in the Haunted Mansion, so you can stop playing the game for a few minutes.
I assume there's no Pokemon. I have no idea. Are there Pokemon in the Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, there are, actually.
But yeah, I assume you've already caught them.
Well, you know.
Did new ones pop up? Or?
Yeah, actually they did, but my phone crashed.
Well, so if you had to guess, how many times have you been on the Haunted Mansion?
Probably close to 500 at this point.
500?
Yeah.
What year was the first year that you rode it?
74.
74? It's before I was born.
Yeah. It was when I was 2. It was the first time I remember coming to the park.
You remember?
Yeah.
At 2?
Yeah. Yeah, there are pictures of me when I was 1 coming to the park, but I started remembering, like, trips when I was, like, 2.
Did you ride when you were 1, or you just...
I don't remember anything from 1. I just have pictures of it.
Okay. Well, so you might have been on here.
Possibly in 73, but I'll give you a solid 74.
All right, so we'll go with 74. 500, huh?
Yeah, well, Grandpa was a Diz nerd. He was a Magic Kingdom Club member, so we came a lot. He'd take vacations, and he'd bring just me, and we'd come stay at the hotel and go to Disneyland. And
it's a lot more affordable then.
Yeah.
Just go to the hotel. And
yeah, we'd come and spend the weekend, and yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Where's our maid or butler? Oh, there she is. Can't stand there, Nikki.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I was hoping to get
to
hired.
Best view the portraits my master so kindly of himself. Gather your bodies away from the walls and rest peacefully.
Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though
don't
you sense
okay,
a disquieting
okay.
metamorphosis. Is this haunted room?
I know you've been under 500 times, but every time it's like the first time.
Or is it your
it's the best, dude.
And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way.
I did it my way. Ow!
Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely.
Thank you for that.
That's about as close as I will ever get to, like, singing. So, you know, enjoy it for what it is. Because your other option is Barbie Girl.
So the two options of songs are My Way or Barbie Girl.
Well, you know.
That's pretty creepy. All right. So we're just heading down the hallways. I love getting stuck in this hallway. I love looking at these portraits change.
Yeah, I still miss the cat lady, though.
Yeah. Now,
she was my favorite.
If I'm not mistaken, when the older portraits were there, they would just be like a real quick flash with the changers. They wouldn't really stay to the creepy version very long. Right?
Here it was an overlay video that was like, not an overlay, but it was like a projection from the back of the screen.
Oh, okay.
And it would change. I don't really remember a flash. I remember like the picture sort of wavering and then being the other.
It would be a slow transition?
Yeah.
No, I don't know why I thought of the flash. I thought I saw something.
Maybe it's different Florida?
No, I'm talking about it for here. I'm no Florida expert.
I've only been in Florida once, so I'm definitely no Florida expert.
I've been there a few times, but I grew up right here. All right, let's get in this dune buggy.
Right this way, folks.
Okay.
All right, we're in dune buggy 102.
This morning, the spirits will materialize only if you remain safely seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside. And watch your children, please.
What happened just now?
He was just messing with me. Apparently that little line is as far as he can go up the elevator. Up the ramp.
Yeah, all the mansion maids and butlers know Nikki, so it's like we get VIP status when we roll through with her.
Right? Hopefully the rotation will have added so that he's at the exit so we can go through again.
Wow, that'd be amazing.
Right?
Sorry. Have you ever gotten to... Let's talk about evacs. Have you ever been evacs?
Not from inside the ride, unfortunately.
Where were you evac'd?
From the hallway.
Like, before you got on the ride?
Yeah, before I got on the ride.
Oh, what a waste.
Yeah. Yeah. The only good evac I've had was when I got to climb down half of the Matterhorn.
Wow, that sounds pretty terrifying.
Nah, it was awesome. I was pretty amused. My mom, not so much.
Well, it's been a dream to be evac'd on Haunted Mansion, and it's never happened to me. And I always meet people, especially since doing the documentary, they're like, oh, I remember, I've only been on it a few times, and I've been evac'd like twice. I'm like...
Yeah, I know. For as many times as I've been on it, yeah. It's like you would think it would have happened at least once. No.
I'd have to guess that my number count is in the hundreds at least. It's not quite 500, but. Oh, are we stopping in front of Leona? That's always a dream of mine. Yes, it's happening. Yes. I'm good right here. We could just stop here.
It's like a silent measure.
Yeah.
Let there be music from regions beyond.
Remain seated. Your tour at the Haunted Mansion will now continue.
Give us a hint.
I don't like when the cast members are the voiceover in here. Right? It kind of ruins the vibe.
Yeah.
Especially a few times we've been on where they were yelling at other people. For
Can you guys behave?
Yeah.
Like, I was behaving.
I was behaving.
Well, here's the wall I always get stuck at.
Oh, we got stuck in front of your wall.
My favorite wall in the whole building.
We're between the seance room and the ballroom. So we can hear a little bit of Leota, you can hear a little bit of the ballroom dancing at the same time. Why is there nothing in this? There should be something here, don't you think? Man, they really messed up when they made this. They just left this wall blank.
They should have like little like pin dots that pop in and out.
Pin dots?
Well, like little like green lights, pin dot lights. It's sort of like there's a ghost popping up there or something.
Okay, yeah. Or at least something following you, like as you go.
Maybe like a set of eyes that follows you.
Yeah.
Red eyes, creepy eyes, like something out of X-Files.
Well, let's, yeah, since we're here, we're like armchair imagineering it right now. So, since we're just sitting here staring at a wall.
The longest ride ever.
We will proceed in just a moment.
I was like, I thought maybe that was the we're moving again announcement, but nope.
No, we're stuck.
Why couldn't we get stuck staring at the ballroom? There's always something.
Like, right?
We could see like a little bit of it, the ballroom from here.
The verse with the casket. Which is an alright tease.
It's kind of a tease, yeah.
I can see a little bit of the flames in the fireplace. And I love the new effect they put in the fireplace a couple years ago.
Nice little plus.
Yeah, it's just an improvement over like the sort of fake fire they had before. Just the green sort of undulates.
Yeah.
And it looks a little more ethereal, I guess.
I can't see it right now. It's a comment on.
No flames for you.
No flames.
No flames for you. You are not flaming.
I'm not flaming.
He set you on fire. You'll be flaming.
I have no response.
What the hell is wrong with me?
I'm not.
Why do you hang out with me again?
It's
to the VIP rides on the Haunted Mansion.
Right.
So when we first went through, you did know the butler.
Yeah.
So he let us go back up again. So we experienced that. How many times have you gone up the stretching room?
Probably like 4 times. And strangely, that's all been in like the past year, year and a half.
Wow. So I mean, it can't be the same like people at the working at the mansion like year after year. I'd imagine it's such a small amount of time that they work here, right?
Yeah. I feel like I know Kevin. I've known him for a while. A lot of the other, like some of the butlers, they recognize me. I don't know my name, but I knew Kevin outside the mansion. So when he got hired at D, it was like working. So it was like a big deal when he got moved to mansion. So now I see him a lot more.
Okay, so that's someone you knew before you worked here.
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, but a few of them do recognize me, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, and they just slap the bat on my dune buggy sometimes so I can go through a couple extra times.
Was it slap the bat? Is that what they call it?
There's a little piece of Velcro up on the top left-hand corner of the dune buggy.
Like in the back?
Like right up here. And so what happens is... if they're going to let you go through, like, usually they'll do this if you're in a wheelchair. There's a little, like, bat printout that they have. It's just a bat, and they just stick it to the Velcro up here. So they let you go through, like, twice.
Oh. Because it was so much effort to get on?
Yeah, because it's so much effort to get the wheelchair people on the ride in the first place. They let you go through a couple times before stopping the ride again to let you off.
Oh.
We are currently experiencing a delay in operations at this time.
Oh my God. Wait, are we gonna be evac'd?
Oh my God. Dude.
Wow.
Squeak!
Is this really about to happen?
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown! He heard my pleas!
You
may see that outside. It's your
terrible
team momentarily.
No.
Wait, what? No.
We got teased with an evac there.
That was evil. You just said we were getting evac'd. Come on, walk off.
Wow.
Come on, guys. This is bucket list stuff here. Come on.
I'm not sure where they would even come from to to evac us. I don't know. Where do you think there's an opening? Oh, there's an exit in the first hallway. I know that because one of the doors says exit on it.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those doors that says exit. There's just a ladder there. So if you're not careful, you just fall down a hall. You just fall down a shaft, basically.
Really? I never do that.
Yeah, because my father-in-law used to work in the mansion years ago, and he told us about it.
So that door that says exit, it's just a ladder?
It's just a ladder. So, like, if you're not paying attention, you go through that door, you just boom.
Oh,
I don't know if that's been fixed since he worked here, but yeah, apparently it was just a ladder before, so there were occasional accidents.
I bet it says exit. You think you can get out of here? I don't think it's an exit to down deep below.
Right? It's an exit to your doom. Yeah, if you ever see the, there's video, some like crackly old video footage of the ride that was taken from like video, it's taken from like camera film, basically.
Yeah.
It was the old projections of the ghost from the graveyard and stuff.
Right.
That was all my father-in-law picking up those bits of film from the ground when the engineers would fix the films. And he would
really?
Just pick them up, and he sold them on eBay years ago.
Wow.
So a lot of that was him just finding stuff and selling it on eBay.
Wow, did he make a pretty penny on that stuff, or?
I don't think so, because it was a long time ago. It was before like eBay really started like making him a lot of money. And I was mad. I was like, seriously, you could have given it to me. He's like, I didn't know you then. I'm like, oh, excuses. All these excuses. Why are you saying hurtful things?
That seems like something you want to hold on to.
Yeah.
So the more the people's cell phone lights are illuminating this pattern in front of us a little bit, what is this pattern?
I don't know. We need more illumination. Hold on, I'm illuminating. since we're all misbehaving.
Take a flash picture and send it to me. Ooh. It's, I don't think that pattern's anywhere else.
No, it's not.
Don't worry, guys. We're getting a photo for you.
Did it focus? Did it focus? Did it focus?
Yes, it focused enough. All right.
Yeah, we're good. We got photo. All
right.
Can't believe I just did that. The cardinal rule that met the ride.
Well,
if you ever hear anyone yelling at you, no flash photography, that was me.
It's kind of a rule that I do no matter what. Whenever I'm on any ride and anyone does it, I just yell, no flash photography.
Yeah, yeah, but since we're stuck here and other phones are illuminating, I might as well get a picture of it for once, for posterity.
I still have hope.
For a walk-off?
Yeah. I'm not gonna put my hopes up to be like, it's definitely gonna happen and then be disappointed.
Right.
But I have hope.
But it feels likely.
Yeah. This is definitely the longest time that I've been stuck here.
Our tour, for your safety, please remain seated inside your dune buggy, keeping your hands and arms inside at all times. Your tour will resume momentarily. Thank you.
So what do you think the problem is for it to stop like this for this long?
You know, I'm not sure, but I know when I was here the other day, it broke down for a while, and it broke down like just as I was getting off, so it was sort of like this. They closed it down for a while and brought it back up. But if it breaks down at this point in the evening, they probably will not reopen.
So...
because they're so close to closing the park.
Right.
So they may not reopen it tonight just because they know that it's going down as of tonight.
Right, and it's going to be closed for 3 weeks, so...
Yeah.
Wow, so we really lucked out going before this time.
Right?
We will continue our tour. No.
No.
I really wish we got stuck in Leona's room.
Right? I wish we got stuck in front of Hattie.
You're so over and over again.
Like the best day ever. Ride broke down in front of Hattie. I could die happy.
I just think somebody... is doing that. They're taking that away from you right now.
Right, I know. That's so rude. They probably don't even appreciate it.
No, they're just sitting there on Snapchat.
They're just like, man, whatever. Sorry, I'm sitting here, I'm like, man. I'm going to start singing the tambourine song if she keeps it up.
No, we won't do that.
This episode of Creepy Kingdom is brought to you by artist Emma Moiser. Emma's amazing Disney and Haunted Mansion inspired art can be seen in the official t-shirt of the Dune Buggy Spook Show and on her signature blends of tea called A Swinging Wake. Get your very own Hatbox Ghost print by visiting society6.com/Emma Moiser. That's society6.com/Emma Moiser. EMMAMOSIER.
So let's talk a little bit about Nightmare that's coming. You know, what do you think about the fact it's there for 4 months? You think it's too long?
You know, I think last year they extended it a little bit too long because usually it goes through January 6th, which is, if you're religious or at all, that's the Feast of the Epiphany. That's Tiny Christmas. So that's usually the end of the season. But last year they extended it to like February something, I believe.
They didn't. No way.
Yeah, it was extended super long last
year. February?
Yeah, it went to like February.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it went way long last year. I had a bunch of friends complaining about it.
Spirits have interpreted our tour. For your safety, please remain seated inside your dune buggy. Keep your hands, arms, and feet inside at all times. Your tour will resume momentarily. Thank you.
Well, my issue is like, I just think that I like Christmas time stuff, you know, like, and I like it during Christmas,
yeah,
like in December, right? And so, you know, I don't really feel like celebrating Christmas in September. I definitely don't feel like celebrating Christmas during Halloween time, you know, and it's like, let's be fair, the overlay is a Christmas overlay.
It's you know, Halloween takes over Christmas.
Yeah, but I think it's Christmas takes over Halloween, because it literally is doing that.
Yeah, but Halloween Town's busy. They start from Halloween and they go, so, you know, it's going to take a lot of time for them to do all of that Halloween into Christmas.
I was just saying.
Logistically, they're not going to shut down between Halloween. They're not going to shut it down, you know, after Halloween. Wait. Because they've got, it takes 3 weeks to put it in.
Halloween, you're talking about reality. I thought you were talking about the characters from Halloween Town.
No. It takes 3 weeks for them to do the reefer, do the overlay, because they also do a big ride check during that time.
Right, no. Let me back up what I'm saying. I think you're misunderstanding. I'm not talking about logistics here, okay?
Okay, so you're just...
I'm saying that during Halloween time, I don't want to be celebrating Christmas. Oh, we're moving.
Damn, we're moving.
No evac. No evac.
No!
No evac. You're the only one booing that we're moving.
So distraught.
Now that we're back to moving again, the spider's coming up.
The spider, which is a way to cover the BB gun shot.
Yeah, the BB gun, yeah. That's, I already just saw that there.
Yeah.
That's wild, huh? All right, so you were told that one of these little dollhouses in the attic here is Phantom Manor.
Yeah, this birdcage here. One of the CMs in... at Disney World actually told me that that's supposed to be Phantom Manor.
It doesn't look like Phantom Manor. Well, I'm going to have to get a real photograph of that and study it. But like, why can't we be stuck in the attic? There's so many things to look at.
I know, right? I always want all the antiques in here.
Passing out by ghosts. Apparently he said there's bats behind him.
Yep. Yeah, there's a little road. You can just barely see them.
I can see their eyes. Oh, I see them now. How about that? Look for the bats behind Hatbox Ghost. Next time you roll through. So how did you notice the bats behind him? I never noticed that.
Just happened to notice them, because if you ever notice, like, sometimes it's brighter in here than other times.
Yeah.
So... one time I just happened to notice that the lights were, it's like, what's going on back there? And you could actually see a little bit better and notice, hey, there's bats. Which always bothered me that there were no bats inside Haunted Mansion, so I was really happy when I noticed that.
That is true. But I love the bats in Snow White's Scary Adventure.
You're like, the only bats you ever see are the Staunchians, but I was like, how are there no bats in the Haunted Mansion? That just makes sense.
I'm sure there's a canon reason for that. Like,
right? Rolly Croft didn't like bats and said no. Well, actually, I have a picture of one of Mark Davis's drawings for the concept art, and it was a bat in a cage, in like a bird cage,
right, yeah.
Standing between a bird cage, and it was an idea that just didn't get used.
And they're like, get rid of that bat bird cage. I know, we lost you so long ago, Ghostos.
I know, oh my God.
It was like a half an hour ago.
Wish I could ghost. Oh, you mean those guys?
They have selected two to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return. Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you.
Hey, get out of here, man.
No, he's coming home with us.
Which is going home with you or me? As much as I like to pretend that we all live in a creepy kingdom castle. Look at all this garbage.
Is it kidding? I want to stay.
I guess we're going to be signing off here.
Ciao!
So, signing off from Disneyland USA.
If you would like to contact us here at Creepy Kingdom, you can do so by emailing us, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And to check out any of our other podcasts, Stephen James' podcast, Podcast Roxy's World, and Curvy Cutie Chat, you can go to monstermoviemedia.com. And for show notes, to read our blog, check out some videos, and to link up to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, just go to our website, creepykingdom.com. If you are a Facebook user, and if you aren't a Facebook user, I want you to email me and tell me, because I want to know how you're navigating life without doing that. That's incredible. Anyways, if you are a Facebook user, you should join our group, the Citizens of the Creepy Kingdom. You can find the group by going to our Facebook page, and a link to the group should be pinned at the top. And if you would like to support us here at Creepy Kingdom financially, you can do so by becoming a patron on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. Well, guys, this episode 99 is in the books, and we are on the eve of episode 100. I'm very excited to cross this milestone, and we have a special show planned. So look out for that next week. And until next time.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.